Here's a thought about an inspiration from Japan. Of course, we all have photographers who inspire us. I love the work of Joseph Sudek and Paul Strand. But you know, I think I get even more inspiration from an obscure Japanese Zen Buddhist monk named Sengai. Sengai is famous in Japan, almost unheard of here. He was a calligrapher and a painter. He died in 1837. But he was also an iconoclast. He absolutely refused to take himself seriously or to take his artwork seriously. He would do calligraphy and painting and give them away, especially to children. But if you tried to hire him to do work, he'd have nothing to do with it. There's a story about Sengai once. He was staying with a friend who desperately wanted a piece of Sengai calligraphy to collect, but he knew he could never talk Sengai into doing it. So instead, he placed in Sengai's room an exquisite set of brushes and ink and the most expensive and luxurious paper. And when Sengai went to bed that night, he simply couldn't resist, and he did a piece of calligraphy and left it behind. That piece of calligraphy is now visible in the museum in Tokyo. It's quite famous. Sengai did not take himself seriously. He never lost the idea that doing artwork is fun and that we do it because we can't not do it, because it brings us joy, because it makes us laugh, because it's fantastic and it is our life. But you couldn't buy it from Sengai because he recognized that that frivolity, that joy, is not something that can be sold.